Kellen Moore recaps New Orleans Saints loss to Miami. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the post game with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Difficult game. Really difficult game as a fan and you know, to watch the team be predictably putrid in the first half and then to show some heart and some gumption and whatever and put it all together in the second half. And basically, the Saints only played a half of football, right? Offensively, at least. First half, I think they had like 30-something yards at halftime. And then all of a sudden, they almost win total yards in the game and whatever. So, brutal. I think they had one first down in the first half, and then they end up with like 20. So, I mean, it's just too much, too little, too late. Kellen Moore had what I would consider a bit of a shocker at the end of the game there. Third and one, I thought he should have probably ran the ball to try and get the first down and burn your timeout there. Gives you about 35 seconds, no timeouts to try and score. At that point, you know, time is... It doesn't really matter. So the timeout doesn't matter. You're just trying to score, trying to you know, stop the clock if you can with spikes or going out of bounds or whatever. And maybe it wouldn't have mattered at the end of the day, but to have second and one and then take a shot, Olave drops it, third and one, Shuck throws the ball away, fourth and one, you do a quarterback sneak and get stuffed, and the game ends there after onside kick and everything. Brutal, 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 brutal. So let's go ahead and hear what Kellen's got to say.
Love the way our guys battled and you know, it was an unfortunate ending, but, you know, there's stuff to learn from and grow from during that game, and so we'll continue to grow.
So, I mean, we talked about this a little bit during the stream, but there is positives, and there are negatives. And that's kind of that's how this season has been. It's been a lot of positives, a lot of negatives, and sometimes they kind of just balance themselves out. Sometimes you're left feeling very empty and feeling like you want more. You know, like, it's like this game right here. Like I said, a lot of negatives. And sometimes the positive and the negatives are from the same player, right? Like Tyler Shuck. I mean, Tyler Shuck had three turnovers, and one of them was a pick two that ended up being an enormous swing of the game. And the other one was an interception before the half, which, again, was an enormous swing in the game. At the same time, he's leading the team and putting them in a position to win. So it's like, yeah, he did some bad. Yeah, he did some good. It kind of washes itself out. We're on the next week. Same with Kellen Moore. You know, like first half, horrible, horrible plan or prep or whatever's happening. Then they make adjustments at halftime, fantastic in the second half, then bad at the end of the game. Okay, cool, move on. We're on to Tampa. You know, Chris Olave, some big catches in there, and then the big drop on second and one, or the ball went through his hands, or however you want to frame it. You know, it's just a lot of that, and that's kind of how it's been all season long, where you get good, you get bad, and then seems like the Saints are kind of on the negative side of a lot of these coin flips.
I feel like Tyler really got some rhythm when you guys went into that hurry up in that second half kind of thing with that pace.
Yeah, I think once we were able to finally get some first downs and get some efficient runs on first and second down and play in some positive yardage situations, you know, the tempo obviously is a byproduct of that, and you're able to play with more tempo.
Just overall, how Tyler was able to respond from that first half.
Crazy.
You guys couldn't get anything going offensively, and then being able to kind of get things.
The hell was even the question?
Yeah, I thought, you know, credit to our guys, the way they battled the second half. I thought our guys responded really well in all three phases. There was a lot of positives there. Obviously, we didn't start the game the way we needed to put ourselves in better position.
I mean, that's something else that's been consistent. You know, I think the Saints are 0-11-1, I believe, in first quarters this year. That's kind of crazy. You know, like we went over the first quarter numbers last week. This week we have another zero goose egg. Now, the Saints' offense has been bad overall, but they really have been historically bad in the first quarter, first half of games, specifically the first quarter, and it's kind of hard to believe that it's been that bad that consistently. You know, so that's got to change. That absolutely has to change. And how many games have we had, ladies and gentlemen, where we would have said, man, if we would have just scored at all in the first quarter, we'd have won the game. You know, we can't keep digging ourselves into 16-0 or 13-0 or 14-0 or 10-0 holes. And then all of a sudden, second half happens and we try and win the game. You know, like, I don't know what is going on leading up to these games where the scripted plays or the first quarter or whatever is just as bad as it's been.
The pick two, could you just take us through that play? What kind of led Tyler to, did Bailey fall, or was it like the wrong read? What did you make of that play?
Okay. Two-point play, false start. So now it's, you know, 2-point play.
Man, Kellen, let me back this up. That was nuts. But let me back this one up. This kind of threw me off here. That was crazy to watch. So the question is,
that play.
All right, question is, take us through the play. He's a little low, so I'm trying to crank up the volume here.
What kind of led Tyler to, did Bailey fall, or was it like the wrong read?
All right, so the question is, what led to that play? Did Vele fall, or was it the wrong read, or what?
What'd you make of that play?
Okay. 2-point play, false.
And so now I guess Kellen's going to walk us through the entire thing. That was a wild situation right there.
Start, so now it's, 2-point play from the 7, so obviously your play kind of has to change there. You know, obviously, Vay's trying to run a shallow cross, get it and build as we go and get into the end zone. I thought the defender, Minka made a phenomenal play, kind of jumped underneath on the route and was able to pick it off. We're close. Obviously, it's a challenging 2-point play when you're going from the 7. I thought the DB made a phenomenal play. Obviously, we'll look at it in detail and see if we can give ourselves any cleaner other opportunities. But the guy made a really good play.
One of those things where it's like not a great route, not a great throw. Good play by Minka Fitzpatrick, sure, but the throw was certainly not where you want it to be, and the route probably wasn't what you wanted it to be either. So it's just one of those things where, but the domino effect of, okay, if the false start doesn't happen, the play probably doesn't happen. If that play doesn't happen, then the 2-point conversion thing doesn't happen. If that doesn't happen, then the Saints might kick a field goal and win the game. It's just like, it really is what the worst things that, I've watched a lot of football in my life. I can't remember a time where a 2-point conversion pick six into an onside kick determined the game because of the score landing on 4 now instead of 2. So you can't get a field goal. You gotta score a touchdown.
What are your thoughts on your play calling at 4th and 1 there at the end?
Yeah, obviously it didn't work. So obviously gonna evaluate it, just like any other play. And so, it's frustrating. Didn't get done. We kind of got to 2nd and 1, took a shot, 3rd down, took a pass, 4th down, just tried to get our 1st down because we still had our timeout in our pocket. And so we weren't able to advance it and get it done.
2nd down, taking the shot, I like. 2nd and 1, I'm all for taking the shot there. The 3rd and 1, again, I talked about it on the stream. If you watch my recap video, I go into this. But I cannot stand when teams burn a play on 3rd down, 3rd and 1, in that situation. Because let's say it's 3rd and 1, and then I see this all the time, where you'll see a quarterback try and make like an 11-yard completion or something, or they'll throw it downfield, or they'll try and get a ton of yards. And then on 4th down, okay, well, now you're tight, right? Like, everything's tightened up now because you have to get this yard. And it changes the entire dynamic of the play. On 3rd and 1, the defense still has to worry about you trying to get the ball deep or you're just running a regular play. And if you go back and look at that play, I think they had 3 down linemen. Like, that would have been the perfect time to check into a halfback draw or for Tyler just to do a quarterback sneak, get a yard, go down, boom, pop up. If you really want, you can do all kinds of stuff. Like, you could, if Tyler's under, just get the yard on 3rd and 1. Tell him, do a quarterback draw, like line up as you are, then run to the center, get under center real quick, snap it, fall forward to get the 1st down. Immediately you can get up, and this is just like thinking out loud here, but you either burn your time out there, or if you have this play in your playbook and the receivers and stuff aren't running these like super long routes, you get back, spike it, boom. Okay, now depending on how much time and depending on how the operation or whatever, but there's some options there. Okay, so on 3rd down, on 3rd and 1, in that situation, and that's why I really hated the throwaway too. Because if you're going to call a pass play, fine, but at least have an option of, here's a tight end that's just sitting there 2 yards down the field. Here's a running back ready for the dump off. And then if it's there, or if it's not there, dump it off and get the 2 yards and move on. Throwing that away is crazy. That's the part that drove me crazy. Is like, the play call is bad, but then to just roll out and throw it away, that's even worse. At least have something to where you can pick up that 1st down. Then you go to 4th down and look what happened. It should have never got to that 4th down. That, and I hate that for Kellen. I hate that for this team. I hate that for Shuck, because after all the crazy stuff that happened, if we just flip it, we just run on third down, that one play, run on third down, pick up the first, you know, maybe. Who knows what would have happened in the game, but.
Did you make up Charlie's debut and just for him to have the moment?
Yeah, Charlie, I thought he kicked really well. Big-time field goal. You know, the onside kick obviously was really well kicked. Phenomenal kick there and put us in position to have a chance at the end.
What led you guys to go with him over Gabe?
Just let the week play itself out. Evaluate those guys. Obviously, he's got time on task with the whole operation. You know, he was ready to go. He did a really nice job.
We've been kind of waiting for that Devon Bailey breakout game, and I feel like it happened today. Just watching him being able to make those plays, and is that kind of one of those where it's like, man, finally we get to see him kind of operate and do this?
Yeah, he's played a ton of snaps, obviously, for the last few weeks. The ball, you know, naturally just hasn't gone to him necessarily. He's had a few targets here and there, and so, you know, I thought that's what we've seen of him throughout this entire year, and that's what we're excited about and what we're going to build with him. And so I thought he made some really big-time contested catches in some challenging situations. He had a really good day.
Yeah, sometimes you're so right, you're wrong, and that's been me for the last 5 weeks with Devon Bailey. I've bet his receptions, I've bet his touchdown, I've bet his props every single week, and every single week he comes out with two catches or one catch or whatever, and I'm eating beans and rice for the rest of the week. This was the game, finally, where you know he had eight targets aside from the two-point conversion. It comes out with eight catches, a big catch in the end zone, some serious contested catches. He made some of the hardest catches and he made them all day long. So for a fourth-round pick, he looked every bit of a number one wide receiver. I mean, it's one game, but, man, he looked fantastic. So I have a sneaky feeling that his target, he's going to lead the team in targets moving forward. I think he'll be the guy.
Big change for the offense in the second half. Was it the tempo primarily? What got you guys into it?
Well, I think it's getting positive plays on first and second down to allow you to play in tempo. Obviously, we all want to play in tempo, but you can't play in tempo going three and out, so it doesn't provide that opportunity. I thought we were able to get some physical runs in that first drive coming out of the half. We were able to get some, you know, 4 or 5 yard positive runs that led into some situations where we earned first downs, played with tempo. That drive progressed well, and so you know, there's certainly a path there that we need to try and replicate more consistently.
I'll tell you what's obvious. Kellen ain't happy. I'll tell you what is obvious. It's written all over his face. He is not happy. He is pissed. He is not having a good time. He is not, I mean, he is feeling it. He's feeling this. And I've seen a lot of people say, like, where's his passion? Where's his emotion? Where's his whatever? I mean, this is as frustrated and as upset as I've seen him the entire time as the head coach of the New Orleans Saints.
You mentioned the three phases playing well defensively after the opening, giving up that opening drive touchdown. I mean, you guys were able to hold in the field goals. Like, almost felt like it was a bend like don't break approach for what defense.
Yeah, I thought the defense did a really good job of hanging in there. You know, I thought, that first drive, obviously, they made some plays. The response was really good. You know, and they made a few plays here and there, and obviously we were able to force them into field goals, which I think was a key to giving us a chance.
Did yeah.
Seeing, like, Charlie's leg strength throughout camp and all this time, like, his first kick was a 56-yarder, just having that confidence in him to actually try that, was it just something you saw based on, you know, his time with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, Charlie's earned this opportunity. We have a lot of confidence in him. He's you know, worked at this thing for a number of years now. He's prepared himself really well. We have a lot of confidence in him. He obviously has the leg to make some big time kicks. That was a challenging situation, but it was a situation we needed to get some points there, and he drilled it, and it was a phenomenal kick by him.
From what I understand, Charlie Smith's leg has never been in question. It's more about the consistency, more about him being able to do it, kick in, kick out. So, yeah, I mean, huge for him, and I hope he never misses a kick. I mean, I'm rooting for him.
What did you make of Tyler today overall?
Yeah, obviously, like any day, like our entire team, we're going to have good plays. We're going to have plays that we want to have back. I love and appreciate the way he battled and responded all game long as far as facing some adversity early and, you know, made some big-time plays. You know, made some big-time plays. You know, the two touchdowns were really a little bit off-schedule plays, and, you know, those happen in this game. That's what happens in football, and so I thought he made some big plays there.
How concerned are you over the kind of the slow starts on offense?
Yeah, we got to start faster. Yeah, that's bottom line.
True.
I know we always talk about moral victories, and obviously the ultimate goal is to win, but to see what your team was able to do and stay in this, I mean, is there something you can take and, you know, move forward from what happened in this game?
Every game has things we can take from it, both good and bad. You know, the way our guys respond, the way our guys battled, I love and appreciate that. It's not easy, you know, being down at halftime like that and not having any points on the board and feeling like you're not quite clicking. I thought our guys responded in all three phases. I love the energy and the juice. We came up short at the end, but there's going to be plenty of things to learn from this.
I've always pushed back on the idea that the team doesn't play hard. I mean, this team plays hard. This team has played hard all year long, and we talked about it. You know, how many times have we seen the defense where they have to have stops at the end of the game, and all of a sudden they get the stops, and then, you know, gives the offense a chance, whether it's with Rattler at quarterback or Shuck or whoever you're playing. If you're playing on the road, if you're playing at home, and we did this against Arizona and San Francisco, and now here in Miami and other games, and so the team absolutely does play hard, and they deserve some positive results. And man, I hope they happen. You know, like, football's a tough game for sure, and a lot of these 50-50 situations, and every play is on a razor's edge. And this team, this fan base, Kellen, they deserve some positive results. I mean, I'm not saying we should be, you know, whatever, a playoff team, but when you think about how close so many of the games were, and I don't mean just like score, I mean just like comes down to one play or one drop or one turnover or one kick or one two-point conversion or one whatever. The fact that none of them have gone the Saints' way in those games is unfortunate, you know. And every week I keep thinking, like, well, maybe this will be the week where they kind of, you know, surprise someone or upset someone or they get across the finish line and whatever. And Carolina was great, and, you know, the Giants was a whole different can of worms. But dropping these games is brutal, man, absolutely brutal. So hopefully they get a couple wins down the stretch just for momentum's sake. But yeah, I mean, this has been tough as a fan or whatever. I can't even imagine as a coach or a player.
I think Cam either is tied or leads you guys in sacks. What we kind of mentioned making the season that he's having, and for him to be in this position and, you know, his age and everything that's happened the last few years.
Cam's done a really nice job. He made some big-time plays in this game. He's made, obviously, a number of plays the last few games. You know, he's just been a very consistent player. And, you know, love the presence that he's brought to us.
Was Justin's anything serious?
It was a knee, and we'll see how it progresses. We'll get more update tomorrow.
What made you guys go with, you started Jordan out of there and then moved Terrell in to keep provide a calming presence?
Both those guys we feel good about. They're both veteran guys. They know what they're doing. And so both those guys will play in there and earn opportunities.
There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're on to Tampa Bay. Buccaneers, next game. So, Kellen and the boys trip. I don't know if I'm sure they're flying back. I don't think they're going to stay in Florida, but back to work. Back to work, man. And maybe they can get a win against the Bucs. Who knows? But it was good to see Devon Bailey pop off. Kellen's going through it. I'm sure Kellen feels the pressure. I'm sure these losses are stacking up, especially for a rookie head coach. So you're supposed to be the answer. You're supposed to be the leader. And you know, sometimes it just feels like you don't have the answers. Sometimes it feels, you know, it feels like, man, we're doing all this stuff and we just can't get across that finish line. We can't take that step. And I know something like I know it's not video games, but like if you play 2K or Madden or something and just things are not going right and you just can't see one go through the hoop, it does seem like no matter what, there's going to be something crazy happen, like a fumble or an onside kick or a missed field goal or a block or a drop here or a drop there or an overthrow here and overthrow there. And it's just like, man, this is, I'm up against it. You know, like if you're playing FIFA, you'll get hit the post like five or six times. And, you know, it's frustrating. And that's how I feel like the Saints are. That's where the Saints are, where it's just like they're almost expecting something bad to happen because things bad, they just keep happening to this team. And they just can't seem to do enough to win. Winning is learned. Winning consistently is certainly a learned behavior. And you can get into a bad habit of losing where, you know, winning just seems so foreign. You almost seem allergic to it. And that's kind of what this team feels like. You know, like they don't feel bad like the Titans feel bad. Like if you watch the Titans, it's like, this might actually be the worst team I've ever seen in my entire life. You know, the Saints don't really feel like that. They feel like they're in almost every game. They do things, you know, whether it's some games their defense will be good, some games their offense, some games passing, some whatever. But it's like, they're not... they're not good, but you know, it just feels like they're allergic to winning. You know, so I don't know. But all right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching. I will see you in the next video.